Gross. WRCR 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. While candidates blaze a trail in swing states, U.S. security agencies are battling mis- and disinformation aimed at disrupting and interfering with the elections. That includes undermining the integrity of ballots, whether mail-in ballots or at the polls. Jen Easterly is the director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure, or CISA, and says ballots are either tallied by hand or by machines.
Over 97% of registered voters will cast a ballot in jurisdictions where they'll get a paper record that they themselves can verify. That's incredibly important. And you have paper in all of the battleground states.
Easterly says no voting machines in the U.S. are connected to the internet. At least 158 are dead in eastern Spain following historic flooding. Search and rescue continues for those still missing. The Los Angeles Dodgers clinched the World Series title, beating the New York Yankees in a comeback game last night. The victory parade tomorrow in downtown L.A. This is ABC News. The U.S. condemned the missile launch by North Korea. It was the country's longest test mission yet, raising concerns it's building up its arsenal after sending troops to train in Russia to help battle Ukraine. Consumer spending rose just 2.1% in September from a year ago, hovering just above the Federal Reserve Board's target rate, the inflation gauge falling to its lowest level since 2021. Jared Bernstein is chair of the President's Council of Economic Advisors and says more work is needed.
A lot of people say they don't feel it. And that has a lot to do with costs, with how much prices have gone up. So a key part of our agenda as we run through the tape at the end of this, yes, I've given you a lot of positive news, but there's no victory laps here, is to keep costs down.
Mortgage rates continuing a roller coaster ride. Freddie Mac showing the average 30-year home loan rose to 6.72%, marking its fifth straight increase. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
Hey folks, it's Ron Kind. I was proud to represent you in Congress for many years, so take it from me. That place needs a major shakeup. That's why I strongly support Rebecca Cook. Rebecca grew up on a dairy farm, and she led an organization that helped start dozens of small businesses in Wisconsin. Rebecca's like a lot of people here, not too far left or too far right.
You're right, Ron. I'm Rebecca Cook, a strong backer of law enforcement. I'll work with Republicans to secure our border and stop wasteful spending.
Unlike Derek Van Orden, he's arrogant, telling people he doesn't give an F who they are because he's a congressman. Van Orden's done nothing to secure the border, and he'd let insurance companies deny people with pre-existing conditions.
And that's why we need more working class people in Congress.
Van Orden thinks he's better than us. Rebecca Cook is one of us.
I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
If you're familiar with what the inside of your gutters look like, that means you're spending too much time on a ladder, unclogging them year after year. This fall, enjoy the leaves without the clogs, thanks to Leaf Filter. Leaf Filter's award-winning patented technology keeps out everything but water. Right now, save 30% off your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/listen. It's a great investment and offers the protection you need from water damage. Do-it-yourself projects can end up costing you more at the end. Instead, do it right with Leaf Filter. Autumn weekends were made for long walks in the woods, not climbing a ladder. Every installation comes with a lifetime no-clog guarantee and protects your home from flooding, roof damage, and more. Schedule your free inspection and get up to 30% off your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/listen. That's a free inspection and up to 30% off at leaffilter.com/listen. See representative for warranty details.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs. and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
Breezy early tonight, then decreasing clouds later and cold with a low of 29. Winds west-northwest 15 to 20, tapering to around 5 miles per hour. Mostly sunny and seasonal tomorrow with a high of 50. A few clouds tomorrow night, low 30. Partly sunny on Saturday with a 50% chance of rain showers late at night, high 58. And cloudy with periods of rain on Sunday with a high of 57. Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly cloudy outside. Our winds right now are out of the northeast at 12. We had some gusts just a few minutes ago up to about 22 miles per hour. And our current temperature is holding steady at 40 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
We both said some things that we can't unsay. Standing face to face might as well be a million miles away. It's on your mind, I know, but baby, please don't say it. You're thinking it's your time to go, but what if it's your time to stay right here with me? Hold on.
didn't spend your whole life wishing for something bound to fall apart. Every time you're feeling empty, better thank your lucky stars. If you ever felt one breaking, you'd never want a heart.
About living, just twist that around. radio dial. You come to a singer singing what life is all about. But you can't deny that people still cry, they laugh and they smile and they hurt.
That was Aaron Tippin with What This Country Needs. And before that, we had Miranda Lambert as well as Aaron Goodvin on Country and Community. Good evening, everyone. Tim Thede here. I'm going to be here until I'm going to be playing music until 6:35 for your entertainment. And then that's when we'll be bringing you high school tournament action, volleyball tournament. It'll be Royal at Ithaca, and Phil Nee will be making the call for the game. That's the sectional semifinals. First time Ithaca has ever been in the semifinals, let alone hosted it there. So that's going to be exciting stuff, and hopefully they can come away with a victory and advance onto the sectional finals on Saturday. We'll just wait and see what happens. And, of course, 6:35 pregame with the match starting at 7 o'clock. 6:17 on this windy Halloween evening. Happy Halloween, everyone. And our temperature is 39 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge. Winds are down now to around 13. And it's been sound weird saying down to around 13 because a lot of times they don't get up that high, but it was a lot worse earlier. We had them around 33 miles per hour was our highest wind gusts. And really, it wasn't a gust. It was how hard the wind was blowing was 33 because they were just steady. Never seen that before. If it has, it's been quite some time. Maybe when I was a little kid, maybe it happened, but last time I can't remember that winds being that strong during a continuous amount of time. But hopefully everyone is staying safe, and if you're out and about, be careful for all the trick-or-treaters out there. If you're driving, it is dark out, so be on the lookout for any trick-or-treaters. We don't want to have anything happen to everybody. We want everybody to have a happy and safe Halloween. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, lost a male black cat with no collar. The cat was lost at the corner of James and Burton Streets. If you find this cat, give a call to 608-475-9549. I just also wanted to let you know that the Lone Rock 130-133 Bridge Project has announced a river navigation update. Beginning tomorrow, the North Channel will be closed to river navigation for bridge demolition operations and will remain closed through late November. The South Channel is now open, though the water is shallow through the central opening along the South Riverbank. Please take caution. Motorized boats are not recommended. Coming up next from 2017, it is Camille Ray with I Need Me.
Say what you say is smarter, and I don't. chasing out a mighty dollar while others still sleep. I'm that kind of blue collar. I get it from my daddy, like the calluses on these hands. Here if I handshake, you show me how to be a man. We live by the good book, by the red, white, and blue. Bet your ass my boys are blue collar too.
Dawn till dusk, I'm earning all this pay. From the sweat on my brow and the dirt on my face, I feel the sun beating on my back. I can't quit just yet. I'd like to have a cold one, still 3 hours left. I get it from my daddy, like the calluses on these hands. Here in my handshake, you show me how to be a man. We live by the good book, by the red, white, and blue. Bet your ass my boys are blue collar too. Is on these hands. Hear me by handshake and show me how to be a man. We live by the good book, by the red, white, and blue. Bet your ass my boys are blue collar too. Bet your sweet ass my boys are blue collar too.
That was Jason Buell with Blue Collar on Country and Community WRCO at 6:29. And remember to keep it tuned right here to WRCO coming up right at around 6:35, we'll be bringing you high school tournament volleyball action. It'll be Royal at Ithaca in the sectional semifinals. Phil Neal will be making the call. The match will start at around 7 with the pregame coming up shortly at around 6:35.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at TrumpTax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and now open in Westby invites you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture Decor and More Christmas open house now in Boscobel and Westby. Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and now open in Westby invite you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture Decor and More Christmas open house now in Boscobel and Westby.
It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless?
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you. With excellent service, a dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. Total Project specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items. Hey, Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee inviting you to join us for WRCO's Those Were the Days. We're going to have a real party Saturday night with the Solid Gold Dancers. How about it, Joanne?
I'll be chilling a sixer of Fresca.
Wow, all right. Party on. We'll be taking the train along the way as well, maybe to Clarksville or possibly to Folsom Prison, the city of New Orleans, or the Rock and Roll Train. We'll be rocking and rolling until the midnight hour, playing some train songs and all the songs that you know and love from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. Those Were the Days is sponsored in part by Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jay's Ag and Turf Center, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel, and Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app Saturday night.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Breezy early tonight, then decreasing clouds later and cold with a low of 29. Mostly sunny and seasonal tomorrow with a high of 50 and a few clouds tomorrow night with a low of 30. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the east-northeast at 17 miles per hour and our current temperature is 39 degrees.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to WIAA Sectional Semifinal Volleyball. Tonight, the Ithaca Bulldogs will be playing host to the Royal Panthers. And we have a call from WRCO Sports as the Bulldogs have made it to sectional for the first time in their school history after an exciting win last weekend. Details coming up on the Vitesnik Power Sports pre-match show.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Vitesnik Power Sports. Tonight's area semifinal matches include, in Division 2, Mount Horeb is playing at Edgewood. In Division 3, Aquinas, team that survived in a five-set thriller with Richland Center, is playing host to Cuba City in the next round of action. That is coming up tonight, starting soon in D3. Division 4 matches, Mineral Point is home against Hillsboro. The winner will face either Tri-County or Fall River. Those teams meet at Fall River High School this evening. In Division 5, Barneveld is playing host to Belmont in a battle of 1 and 2 seeds. And tonight in Division 5, Gilman is playing Columbus Catholic, the number 1 and 2 seeds from the top part of the bracket. The number 2 seed, Ithaca, is taking on the number 4 seeded Royal Panthers tonight for the right to play in Saturday's sectional final. This is the pre-match show sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Angie Young joins us on WRCO as we approach the upcoming sectional semifinal. Well, first of all, let's talk about that thriller with Seneca. You'd had some close ones with him this year, but that one probably took the cake, didn't it, Angie?
It definitely did. that was a very exciting, very intense game from start to finish. I was really grateful that Seneca has been such a great competitor this season. That was our third five-set game with them this season, so... they have really pushed us to just play better and be better out there, and they absolutely brought their game Saturday night. So it was a real showdown.
Yeah, it really was, and your hitters did well, their hitters did well, but I think some of the key was you did a pretty good job of passing the ball that night, didn't you?
We did. Our defense, again, has just been playing really well. Our back row has been playing really, really well. They just communicate really well back there together and had some really, really good passes, had some great attacking at the net. It really is just a full team effort. And we need everybody to be on their game in order to perform our best.
Were you surprised that you're not going to Highland?
I was a little surprised with that. I think we just anticipated we probably would be. It sounds like Royal and Highland had a really good game also, and Royal did come out 3-1 in that match. So I'm thankful that we're playing another game at home, but I didn't necessarily anticipate it. So it just goes to show that anything can happen in these games.
Ithaca volleyball coach Angie Young on our pregame show. More will be coming up.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Punched over by Seneca, right side Muller. Here's the shot by Bailey Wallace. Down it goes, and the Bulldogs win. The Bulldogs win. 15-13. Bulldogs get the win of the regional championship plaque here tonight, and they will add another mark on their banner, not only a conference championship, but a regional championship as well. And what an effort by these young ladies tonight, both sides.
Well, you played Royal early in the season. I know that was almost kind of like a different lifetime ago now, but what do you know about them?
Yeah, it's kind of funny because it would have been the beginning of September. We played them in a tournament at Richland Center, and, you know, it's not that long ago, but the amount of change that occurs within these teams during that time because you're playing so much after that is crazy. I do know, you know, that we can expect them to bring a strong attacking game. They also have some aggressive servers, so I think we'll have to really be on our toes in that back row again and really working on our passing game. I think Royal has come on strong here at the end of the season again, so definitely want to make sure that we are playing a very aggressive game all around. I'm really hoping we have been playing a very aggressive offensive game. Our front row has been attacking very aggressively, and that is something we will absolutely have to do tomorrow night to win the game.
With you said they're aggressive serving, then your back row people really have to be on their toes, don't they?
They do, they do. And serve receive is honestly something that we work on every single day. So it is, we have always believed very strongly that serve receive is where it starts for us, and that is something our back row works, our entire team works every single day in practice. So we will be relying on our back row players to get those passes up and get them to our setter and hopefully set up for a strong attack.
With Royal, you know, you did play them once. The Scenic Bluffs, you have any other common opponents? I presume you do.
They did. They actually, Royal played DeSoto in one of their earlier tournament games here. And they did, DeSoto did, that was a five-set game. So Royal ended up winning 3-2, but DeSoto certainly has been a common competitor in our conference for us, and they did get a couple of sets from Royal there. So we have them using that as some comparison. Just really, really going to go in and play the way we have been. I think that's the best thing that we can do. We have been playing very strong as a team, and just hoping we can stay aggressive tomorrow night.
You're able to put another notch on your banner, your volleyball banner, so that's 2-1 year, Angie.
Yeah, that's it's been pretty incredible. It's been super exciting. I mean, the fact that we won conference for the first time in history, the fact that we won regionals was crazy, just super exciting. So many emotions Saturday night. It was just exciting, and I think we were kind of overwhelmed from the intensity of the game. So a lot of emotions, but I think, too, the fact that we were able to do both of those on our home court was really special. Having our fans there and all the spectator support was really special to the girls.
Right, and so, you know, the way it worked out, it sets the table nicely. They have one more home match for your seniors, and I know they're pretty excited about that, aren't they?
They are. They are, yep. It's been great. I mean, I'm not going to lie, there is certainly benefits to playing on your home court. Just being on the court that you practice on every single day, I think, you know, just really brings an additional level of confidence. And, you know, we still have to play our game, but I know they're excited about having that game at home tomorrow night.
Right, and still playing this time of year, still practicing this time of year. This is some uncharted territory for Ithaca volleyball, isn't it?
It is. It is. This is not something we've been used to. This is an extended season for us. But honestly, Phil, we don't really approach it a whole lot different than anything else that we have had this season. So really just take one game at a time and focus on next opponent and what we need to do to hopefully get the win with that opponent. So we try to not look too far ahead or try to not let things overwhelm us.
I know in other sports you really can analyze other people's films and other scouting reports. And do you do a lot of that, or do you just try to worry about what you do?
We do. We have watched some of Royal's game film. Certainly if it's a team we're not familiar with, it helps to sit down as a team and just watch them play. It's nice to know where their stronger hitters are and how they run their defense, what their serving game is like. So we do some analyzing of game film just to see where we really need to focus in the next game. But, of course, some teams change things up a little bit, too. So we have to be ready for that and just go into the game confident that whatever they bring, we can do better.
All right. Sounds good. Good luck as you get ready for Royal.
Thank you.
Ithaca volleyball coach Angie Young. Her team is hosting the Royal Panthers tonight in sectional semifinal volleyball. It's coming up next on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Ithaca, welcome to high school volleyball semifinal action tonight. The Bulldogs and Panthers warming up for this big event, and the gym is warming up as well. They held the doors closed until 6 o'clock, and then a lot of fans rolled in here. There's still a little bit of room, but it's filled in very nicely. The Bulldog pre-sale was somewhere in the 300s, and Royals not as much, but as you look at the bleachers, I think a lot of fans waited and bought them at the door here tonight because it's continuing to fill up. We're seeing some Halloween costumes in the stands as well. Some people in the spirit of the night tonight. The Panthers coming in with former standout Haley Brown as their head coach. Took over for Craig Baseman, who was a longtime coach for Royal and we used to talk with a lot over the years. Haley has been at the helm now for a few years. And the Royal Panthers representing from the Scenic Bluffs Conference, which is a really good volleyball conference. Talk about Oneewoc Center making it to state from there just a year ago. And Hillsboro has had some success in volleyball all the way to the state level as well. This year it was Hillsboro finishing out tops in the conference. Brookwood was second at 10-4. Cashton was 10-4. And then Royal at 7-7 in the Scenic Bluffs Conference. The Bulldogs on the other side, 13-1 in the Ridge and Valley Conference. A lone loss coming at the hands of North Crawford. A little more from Ithaca in just a moment. Royal and Ithaca, tonight's featured high school volleyball broadcast on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores post-game muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering GammaGuard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Thank you for joining us tonight on WRCO Live from Ithaca. Semifinals volleyball action. And a very raucous crowd here on hand for tonight's action. The Panther varsity, a very young squad. They have a couple of seniors that will play significant parts. Three seniors as well on the roster. And the Bulldogs on the other side have a total of six seniors that are playing here. Their final home contest ever in high school volleyball. As the next level, even if they would win, the next level is at Almond Bancroft High School on Saturday night at 7. Right now, everyone in the place is rising. Gentlemen are removing their caps, and Ithaca senior Ben Hipsch will sing our national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so
A lot of appearances this year as well in the volleyball season and now the postseason for Ithaca. Nice job, Ben Hipsch. We'll be back with more in a moment from Ithaca on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you in the Christmas spirit? Bring your littles to Court and Main as we are having our annual Photos with Santa coming up on November 9th from noon to 2. After photos, children can decorate a Christmas cookie provided by Court and Main. Photos will be taken by Heart and Hands Photography. We can't wait to see you on November 9th at Court and Main in downtown Richland Center.
Hi, my name is Ryan Lemke, RCHS co-principal. As a community, we support our high school athletes and want them to be the best on game day. Did you know that one night of binge drinking can diminish 2 weeks of athletic training? 90% of adults who develop an addiction to alcohol started in their teens. You can play a role in their athletic success by encouraging that one choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
The Richland County Telephone Directory is your local guide to the people, places, and things you need. They've got you covered from A to Z. Whether you're looking for someone, someplace, or something, turn to the Richland County Telephone Directory and get connected. At your fingertips and easy to browse 365 days a year. The Richland County Telephone Directory, the only phone book you'll need in Southwest Wisconsin. Call 647-3388 for more information about the Richland County Telephone Directory.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Here are the starters tonight for the visiting Royal Panthers. Number 3, Layla Wainwright. Number 4, Bria Gruen. Number 5, Madison Peterson. Number 6, the setter, Elizabeth Klipstein. Number 7, Kayla Rick. Number 8, the libero player, Ella Schrader. Number 16, Liza Kruger. For the Ithaca Bulldogs on the other side, starting tonight, number 3, Jaden Boland. Number 4, Ariana Lewis. 17, Kaylee Newkirk. Number 20, Bailey Wanless. Number 23, J.C. Maxwell, along with Tristan Peterson. Number 24, the libero player is Holly King. Here we go. The team's out to the court. The officials checking the lineups. Checking in with both officials and the line judges. And it looks like the Bulldogs will get their libero player out to begin. Holly King is out. That means Tristan Peterson heads to the bench here to begin on the first serve. Royal and serve receive mom. Here we go. We hope you enjoy it. Holly King gets the whistle. Here's the run-up in the line drive serve, fielded by Royal on the near side. Klipstein gets the set. Here's the kill attempt down the line and in for number 4. Nice shot right there for Bria Gruen. That's certainly, Gruen is certainly a Royal name. And she gets the first kill of the night and a side out for the Panthers. In the serve is Annika Wopat. Here's the serve. That one is out of bounds. And it gives it right back to the Bulldogs. 1-1 score here in the early going. J.C. Maxwell will serve for the Bulldogs as they rotate around. Alyssa Muller is in, front left. And here's the serve. This one floats in the middle. Fielded back row by Schrader. Pass to the near side. There's another shot. Down it goes for Bria Gruen. And she's got that down. She fed it to the L on the left side, and then this time to the L on the right side, and that makes it 2-1. Serving will be Royals' Kayla Rick. Here's the serve. Holly King gets a beat on it. Lewis to the left side. Muller takes a shot. One hand saved by Royal. Back to the court and punched over by Gruen. Here's the set to the left side, and Maxwell has to bump it over. Fielded down the near side by Klipstein, and then there's a rainbow over the top for Gruen. Bulldogs set it again to the middle. Wanless taps it in, kept live by Royal. Dumped over that time by Gruen. Bulldogs try again with Muller, and that one is out of bounds. And it was not tipped. Bulldogs checking. 3-1.